You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for Dr. L. Tanya James.
My gosh. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just worship you. We adore you. We magnify your holy name this day, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that as your presence is even in this studio, Lord God, that your presence shall go through the atmosphere, Lord God, to permeate grasore nasa, the listeners that are in their cars, the listeners that are in their home, the listeners that are in hospital beds. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for deliverance to come forth this day. We thank you, Lord God, for healing to come forth this day. We thank you, Lord God, that captives are being set free this day. We thank you, Lord God, that as your word goes forth this day, that hearts and minds will be changed and changed towards you, Lord God. Father, we give you the glory for your word, for signs, wonders, and miracles. Follow your word, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you confirm it. Because you back up your word and your word only. Now we give you the glory, the honor, the thanksgiving, the praise, what you shall do this day. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Well, good morning, listeners out there this morning. I guess you could tell that I'm excited. Why? Because I'm excited about my daddy. Glory to God. I'm so grateful to be his child. Glory to God. What has God brought you through your life? See, the God that we serve is a good God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a delivering God. He's a healing God. He's a God that overcomes obstacles in our life when we connect to him, when we lock into him, when we appropriate his promises, because in his word it says his promises are yes and amen. Glory to God. Well, the title to the message this morning is called Overcoming Obstacles and Setbacks, because we know in life there'll be things that you must overcome. There'll be obstacles that you must break through, and there may be setbacks that come in your life. But know this one thing, is that when you know Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, you overcome every circumstance, every situation of life, if you just trust him. Glory to God. Now I'm going to break down some words here. Glory to God. Let's talk about overcome. When you think about the word overcome, it means to prevail over opposition, to gain the victory, to win, and to conquer. Glory to God. Our Father God wants you to prevail over any and every opposition that tries to come to your way. Because why? He's already given us the victory. He's already said that we win. He already said that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So what are you facing this day? Speak to those things. Command them to get out your way, to be removed in the name of Jesus. Press through those obstacles. That's trying to come into your life, trying to slow down the progress of the things that you know that you're supposed to do. When we think about the word obstacles, obstacles mean something that obstructs or hinders your progress. I know in life there may have been things that try to obstruct you, things that try to hinder you, things that try to hinder you from the progress of you moving forward. But you got to push those things out the way. The synonym, for the word obstacle is obstruction, hindrance, impediment, interferes with or process actions or progress. Oh my gosh, you got to see yourself like a wall maybe standing before you. But as you take the instrument of the word of God, the sword of the spirit, and to begin to start hitting it and hitting it and hitting it and hitting it and hitting it, it begins to start crumbling, glory to God, from the power of the word of God. It will annihilate, destroy every trap, every hidden thing that the enemy is trying to do against you and your family. The word of God will slice it, dice it, annihilate it, and blast it out of your life. Glory to God. When you think about the word setback, setback is a problem that makes more difficulty or success most likely. But let me share something. There may be somebody in life that told you that you're never gonna make it, that you can't do this or you can't do that. But you know what? The devil's a lie. Who are you gonna believe? God's report or the report of somebody else that told you a lie? In 1 John 5:4-5, the word of God says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world." Have you been born of God? That means that you've already overcome the world. Glory to God. It says, "This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." Glory to God. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, praise God, you got a promise from God. You already overcome the world. It doesn't matter what comes your way. You've already come to overcome the world. I'm going to give you some more scriptures because somebody needs to have the word to stand on. In Romans 15:13, the word of God says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." Glory to God. We got the power of the Holy Ghost to bring us through every situation, anything that tries to come our way. The power of the Holy Ghost will press through those circumstances, those challenges in your life, and bring you into the thing that you've been hoping for, the thing you've been believing for. In Psalms 121, huh? Glory to God. 1:7-8, that's Psalms 121:7-8. The word of God says, "Now the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore." Glory to God. Do you realize that you've been preserved? Glory to God. By God, that there's no weapon that is formed against you that shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, our Father God shall show them to be in the wrong. You're preserved, hallelujah, from the snare of the wicked one. Glory to God. You're protected by the blood of Jesus. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path, and he'll make them sure." See, you got to acknowledge the Lord. You got to stop disregarding him. It's time that you need to come back to him. "Father, how do I deal with this situation? Lord, I need wisdom. Lord, instruct me how to do this." Sometimes people, they depend on their education. They depend on their intellect, but they end up falling flat on their face because they're not seeking the counsel of the Holy Ghost. You know, you can save yourself a lot of time from a lot of misery and a lot of trouble in your life if you just ask the Holy Ghost. Because he knows all things and everything that is to come. He will show you the pitfalls. He will show you the traps of the enemy. He will show you how to overcome that situation that you've been dealing with in life. But glory to God, because of the word of God, when we meditate on the word of God day and night, night and day, God will give us the answer that we need. We got to think about those that have gone before us, like Abraham in Romans 4:17. It says, "As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations." See, God spoke, decreed, and declared to Abraham who he was, what he was going to operate in, and what he was going to do. He said, "As it is written, I have made you, Abraham, a father of many nations," in the presence of him who he believed God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. See, God gave him a word. Glory to God. God gives life to those things that may be dead in your life. He'll resurrect something that you thought that had no hope. Glory to God. Verse 18, "Who contrary to hope, in hope, believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to which was spoken, so shall your descendants be." In verse 19, "And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21, and being fully convinced. Are you fully convinced, glory to God, that what he promised, that he will also perform? Glory to God. I got to give God a praise break. Hallelujah. Lord God, we bless your holy name. What is it that God promised you? What is it that he told you that you shall be walking in? It doesn't matter if it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 40 years ago. But God is not a man that he will lie. If he said he's going to do it in your life, glory to God, it's going to take place. Hallelujah. I got a testimony to tell you. Back in 2005, glory to God, when my husband and I bought a home, I went out on the balcony. I looked in the backyard. It was nothing but dirt. And I began to start seeing with the eyes of faith the things that I wanted to be in my backyard. Did I have the finances? No, I didn't have the finances. But one thing I was believing God for. Now, we're talking about some supernatural manifestation here that's going to encourage somebody this morning. But one thing that I believed God for was some palm trees. Now, hear me when I said this. This was 2005. It's 2014 now. The moment that I prayed, believe God for them palm trees, God sent the seed in the air, permeated in the ground. 2005, 2006, 2007, on and on and on to 2014. One day in 2014, I was walking in the backyard and I looked in this cutout in my backyard. I looked, bam, there was a palm tree. It wasn't just one palm tree, but I counted 5 palm trees. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's the God that we serve. What is it that you believe in God for? Did it look like them palm trees was there? No. Did I have money for palm trees? No. But God supernaturally brought the seed in the air, planted it in the ground. It was germinating all those years, and the manifestation came in 2014. What is it that you've been believing God for? Don't you realize that the God that we serve, his promises are yes and amen? My question to you this morning, do you believe him? Do you trust him? Even though you can't see it in manifestation, it was working. It was germinating all those years underneath the dirt. And then it began to start pressing through the dirt. Those dreams, those visions that you have, they're going to begin to start pressing through the dirt. What type of soil do you use? Have you been meditating on the word day and night? It doesn't matter what nobody said to you. It doesn't matter if right now you don't have any money. But if God said that he's going to do it in your life, he'll cause people to give into your bosom. He'll cause money to come to you. He'll cause people to say, what is it that you need? And they'll begin to start seeding in your life. Glory to God. You have to realize that there's been times in my life that I had to press through in spite of the circumstance, in spite of the situation. Oh my gosh. I mean, I've been through so many different things in life, but to God be the glory, because the thing is that you can't give up when you're at that point, when you're ready to give up, when it looks like, appears like, nothing's coming to pass. It shall come to pass. Glory to God. I'm going to give you another testimony. This is way back in the days in 1999, because somebody needs to hear this, especially as a woman of God. But at that particular time, I was asked by my pastor to head up the prison ministry. Amen. The prison ministry. So in this prison ministry, it's like I had to do all this research and do all these things to be able to get all these things together to be able to start this prison ministry. So as I finished doing everything and everybody was ready, we was getting ready to go in, I went into the prison ministry. Then all of a sudden, the chaplain that was there, he had issues with women in ministry. So what he did, he did a plan to try to get me out of there by lying on me, saying that I brought in a Billy Graham CD, which I didn't. So he stopped me from being in there. But you know what? God, glory to God. It doesn't matter what man does. God raised up a man by the name of Reverend Von McGee. He's gone home to be with the Lord. But God used him to open up the door for me to go into Challenger Prison. And in that place, Reverend McGee, he trained me. He trained me for prison ministry. The door was open that I was in charge of over 700 inmates in that facility doing the services, in charge of the volunteers. Von did everything that he could to be able to open up the door for me. And the same thing for you, that if somebody tries to put a roadblock in your way to try to stop you from the plan and purpose of God, don't trip, don't fret, don't get upset, because God will raise up somebody somewhere with power, ability, and influence to help and assist you. But you know what? My time is up. Oh my gosh, time goes by fast when you're having fun in the Lord. But be encouraged this day and know that what God has told you that you shall do, you shall do. Overcome those obstacles in Jesus' name. Amen.